Hi, my name is Chelsea, and as Linda just said, that I'm with the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy. We're a national nonprofit, nonpartisan organization. We're research-based, and our funding comes largely from private foundations. The first about 10 years of our organization, we focused on just preventing teen pregnancy. And then in 2007, we expanded our mission to also include young adults. So immediately, community colleges came to our mind as a place that would be great to reach that age range. And also, while teens have been doing great on preventing teen pregnancy, the teen births have decreased by more than half over the last 20 or so years since its peak in the early 90s. There's still a lot to be done with those older teens who are 18 to 19. So, immediately we wanted to determine if this really was an issue at colleges, and we found that 61% of women who have children after enrolling in two-year schools fail to finish their degrees, and that 10% of all dropouts among female students are from births resulting from an unplanned pregnancy, and that's 7% when looking at students overall. So I will actually go back one more. So we started working with colleges to develop a few different resources, and the report that she mentioned with AACC was mainly about a service learning project to get information about preventing unplanned pregnancy into academic classes. So this image here was actually created in a graphic design class where the assignment was to create a PSA about preventing unplanned pregnancy. That report is available on our website. I'd love to get into that more, but I'm going to talk about the online lessons. That's because we're really excited about these. We actually put them on our website in August of 2012, and we've been evaluating them, so I'll talk about both of those. So we wanted to give something to colleges that they could use that would be really easy, that they wouldn't have to become experts in this. It could be used in an academic class or in sort of first-year experience type of class or in counseling or mentoring. And they're really very fun. They only take about 30 minutes each. There's three lessons, so about 90 minutes total. They can be used in the classroom or as a homework assignment. They have lots of different activities in them, and so we really wanted to keep students engaged. So this is what they're about. The first is why they should care about this. So you know, we sort of want them to think about the different aspects of their life that could be affected if they had an unplanned pregnancy, including their education. Now, we're not out to tell anybody don't have babies. You know, we want them to think about this ahead of time. We want it to be intentional. So once they've sort of wrapped their heads around this, they then get to the second lesson, which it tests their knowledge. So it has a lot of quizzes in it. We found that telling students that they don't know everything they need to about preventing unplanned pregnancy is far less effective than showing them. So it sort of tests their knowledge, and then it gives them lots of good information about the different methods of birth control. And then the third lesson, we want them to walk away with knowing where they're going to go to get services, knowing how to talk to their partner, how to talk to their doctor, and you know, making a good plan for getting themselves protected. So this is sort of what they look like. As I said, there's a lot of videos in here. They can sort of see themselves in the students that are speaking in these videos. One of the major things that we have seen it to be helpful is showing them how much it costs. So one of the activities is this first-year baby calculator, and they're usually very surprised to learn that it's upwards of like $10,000 for just the first year. It also shows the cost over the course of the child's life up to 18, which can be up to like $400,000 now, so that can be effective as well. We also talk about what it might mean if they have to tell their parents that they're pregnant or their partner, sort of encouraging them that maybe talking about this ahead of time would be better. So hopefully by the end of this, they have seen the benefits of postponing until they've completed their education and until they're really ready. This is a slide from the second from the second lesson, and this is Bedsider's Method Explorer. So a lot of the content in here is from Bedsider, which is the National Campaign's website about birth control. They're great resources. Everything is vetted by medical professionals. It's unbiased. It's accurate. And so this is the Method Explorer. They can actually click on each of these individually to get more information about each of those. And then this slide here is about there's little activities throughout the lessons, and this is a drag and drop that they, you know, there's nothing tremendously difficult here. It's just kind of seeing if the information is sunk in at all. And then this is from the third lesson, and this is of the Clinic Finder, which is a really great resource on Bedsider. We really want them to know where they're going to go. This has all been redone recently. It's very exciting, and so we hope that this tool will be more helpful than ever. So as I said, we've been evaluating the online lessons and with really very exciting results. So we've done pre- and post-surveys. The student completes the pre-survey before they begin the first lesson, and then the post-survey is embedded at the end of the third lesson. So we've done this at four colleges: Georgia Perimeter College, Cincinnati State Technical and Community College, Palo Alto College, and, oh God, what's the last one? It'll come to me later, I'm sure. I'm sorry. So there have been 2,800 students that have completed the pre- and the post-surveys, and the results have been consistent across all semesters, all colleges, and that I'm still struggling to remember, having my Rick Perry moment here, and also across racial and ethnic groups. So here are just some of the results. After completing the lessons, students were statistically significantly more likely to believe a pregnancy would make it more difficult to achieve their educational goals. Women were more likely to have a clear plan for preventing unplanned pregnancy, and they knew where to go in their community to get birth control other than condoms. And here's some more results as well. It is realistic to expect a person to use birth control every time he or she has sex. They were more likely to feel comfortable talking to their doctor about birth control and more likely to report using a method of birth control in the previous month. We asked seven knowledge questions, and you can see that the results were much better on the post-survey. For example, there was one question, certain types birth control pills can prevent certain types of cancer. Only 30% of students got that correct on the pre-survey, and on the post-survey it was over 80%. So we really saw the needle move here. And students were also more likely to consider using a different method of birth control. It doesn't look like it's a huge gain. The five up there is for they would be most likely to, and one is they would not consider this method at all. But these results actually were very significant, and we were really excited to see that, for example, with the IUD, which is one of the methods that's long-acting and low-maintenance, that it went up very significantly. They were also more likely to not want to choose methods or no method and withdrawal, which is a method, but just not a very good one. So we were very happy to see that as well. And we also started most recently last year asking students for their feedback. What did you like taking them? And not all students offer feedback, but those that do had very positive things to say about it. And we've heard anecdotally from the faculty members who are using the online lessons that sometimes they'll have a student who really doesn't want to complete the lesson. And then they'll see what the alternative assignment is, and they don't want to do that either. So once they take the online lessons, you know, they'll hear their fellow students talking about them and saying, like, oh, you know, I took it and I really liked it and I find it really helpful. You know, they sort of go, well, I guess I could do this. And then there's one in particular who came up to the instructor and said, you know, I'm really grateful that you gave me this. It may not be relevant to me right now, sort of like the student here that says, like, well, I'm not having sex, but I'm grateful for this information. I think it's good for college students to have. So we're very pleased with this feedback. So here's just a few of the different ways that they can be used, and I'm going to look now at all the things I probably forgot to say throughout the presentation. So, yeah, we wanted the lessons to appeal to as many students as possible. That includes those, you know, both male and female students. We wanted it to appeal to older students who maybe have teenagers at home so that they could talk with them and feel more comfortable doing that. And also for those students who already have children. We didn't want it to be a turnoff to them. We wanted it to appeal to them so that they would hopefully be more likely to prevent subsequent unplanned pregnancies. Right now, the content is only in English, but Bedsider is in the process of developing some of its content and adapting it for a Spanish-speaking audience. If you leave your business card with me, then I can sign you up for our update. It's our quarterly newsletter about our work with colleges. Or you can grab one of the flyers that I put in the back about the online lessons, and my contact information is on there, and you're more than welcome to email me. And then here is my – no, it's not. That's not what it was. So for our next steps, we are going to continue to evaluate the online lessons. And at Des Moines Area Community College and at Miami-Dade College, there it is, we are actually, students are offering us their student ID numbers so that the college then can give us information about students' academic performance. When we're working with colleges, telling them, like, well, how about you help your students prevent unplanned pregnancy? It's not really something that they view as their job, and we totally understand that. But when we say it can help your students stay in school and help them graduate, then it becomes their business. So what we're really trying to do with this data is see if there's a connection between students completing the online lessons and then completing college after that. So we're tracking these students over the next few years. So we won't have much to say about that for a little while, but hopefully it will be a good story when we do tell it. And also, I may not have mentioned that the online lessons are available for free on our website, and we have no plans to ever make them not free. And we also have a report on our website about this evaluation project. Right now, it's only covering the first year of the project, but right now we're updating it so that it includes another year's worth of data, which is what I included in this presentation. But hopefully by the end of the year, we'll have that published on our website. And there's the last slide. So here's my contact information and the links to the faculty page, which is where we send our instructors to for the resources that are helpful for them, including end-of-lesson quizzes that are available that they can upload into their learning management systems to make it even easier to use the online lessons as a graded assignment. And then the student page is where they would send students to directly to access the online lessons. So I think that is it. So... thank you.